A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Beya 7b, pagination 14, counting down from the top of the page about 10 lines. You'll see a two dots in the middle of the line, and then we begin quoting from the Mishnah. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say that the amount of chametz that a person is not allowed to own on Pesach, and if he did, it would be a violation of the classic biblical prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, is sa'or b'kezayis. The sourdough that can leaven another product is a kezayis, but the Mishnah told us v'chametz b'kakoseves. But chametz, edible chametz, is a larger amount, the amount of a date, an amount that we encountered when we dealt with eating a portion that is somewhat satisfying on Yom Kippur, discussing that violation. So it came up a lot by Yom Kippur because we were discussing how much a ill person would be allowed to eat in cases of need and still be considered fasting to some degree. And we said, if he eats less than the shear, then the requisite amount, the portion of that topic, then he would still be considered fasting. So Beis Shammai invokes that concept of koseves, in the words of Rashi, debahachi have a yesuve daito, that is an amount that's more than just an eating, it's a degree of satisfaction. And Beis Shammai say that that's the amount that would need to be stored to own on Pesach, to be in violation of owning chametz on Pesach in the classic sense. According to many, even owning less than that intentionally would be some level of violation. But again, the classic violation has an amount associated with it. In practical terms, we're careful to eliminate from our homes anything that has edible value, regardless of its size. If it's the kind of thing that could theoretically be popped into someone's mouth, the expression is a Cheerio, so that's the kind of thing that we try to eliminate from the home. Less than that, literally crumbs, so crumbs generally we include in the Kol Chamira statement that considers it as it actually is, ka'afra da'ara, like the dust of the earth. The one exception, of course, is the kitchen area, where we try to really scrub it well, lest something like that end up, chas v'shalom, in the food prep area. So the Gemara tells us, my tamayu de Beis Shammai, what's the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai say there are two different amounts in terms of owning. There's kezayis for the leavening material, and there's chametz is going to be a koseves. So Beis Shammai say, because you see in the psukim that there's a distinction made between the two. Im kein lichtav rachmano chametz v'lo bois sa'or. Write chametz, bread, and I wouldn't need to write sa'or. V'ano amino, ma chametz in chumus akasha, chametz is not so intense, bekezayis. And if it's true, owning it is a violation of kezayis. So certainly chametz, which is even sa'or, which is even more intense as a chametz creating agent, certainly it should be the same kezayis. Sa'or because of rachmana lamali. So why did the pasuk make a distinction between sa'or and chametz? Lamalach, to tell you, shi'uro shalzeh lo kishi'uro shalzeh, that it's not the same amount. Sa'or has one amount, and chametz has a different amount. And Beis Shammai, either through logic, understood that you're supposed to upgrade chametz to the next reasonable level, which would be koseves, the amount that's satisfying. Or, as Rashi says, really this is all shiur and halacha l'moshe misinai. Beis Shammai considered this all a kabbalah, a tradition, and he's only looking for a source in the psukim to show you the distinction is indeed true. Uvez Hillel, and Uvez Hillel say, no, the two amounts for owning are exactly the same. They're both bekezayis, but tsrichi, there is a reason that the pasuk made a distinction between se'ar and chametz as follows. De'ikas of Rachmana se'ar, because had we written se'ar, the leavening agent, hava amina mishum dechemutza kasha, because it's intense, so owning even a kezayis is a violation. Ava chametz dechemutza kasha, but chametz, which is not so intense, emalo, I would think it's not a violation. Tzricha, so it needed to write chametz. Because of Rachmana chametz, and if it wrote chametz, the bread, mishum deroi la'achila, it's edible, so I understand why you're not allowed to own it. Ava sa'or she'en roi la'achila, but sa'or is so intense, it's not fitting to be eaten in and of itself. One might view it almost like a chemical. Emalo, I would think there's no violation in owning it. Tzricha, so I need both sa'ar and chametz, because each one has its own angle of potential misunderstanding. And like this, they're both written, and they're both bekezayis in terms of owning them on Pesach. The Gemara continues in a way that apparently the Gemara thought that Beis Shammai was talking even in terms of eating. And that's not what Beis Shammai means, as the Gemara explains, but we could understand the misunderstanding, because Beis Shammai is saying that chametz is bekoseves in the amount that's yesuve daita, that's satisfying. It sounds like he's talking about eating it, but in reality he's talking about owning it. Similar in some way to what we discussed in Masechta Shabbos, that when taking something out from one rishus to another, transferring something from one place to another on Shabbos, it has to be what we described as a requisite amount for benefit. Not that you're necessarily planting the seeds this minute, but the amount of seeds that you would be transferring to be a violation of Shabbos has to be the amount that's worth planting. And here also, the amount of chametz that's considered a violation in owning is the amount that would be satisfying to eat. Not that you're eating it right now, but it's the amount that would be satisfying to eat. But again, the Gemara thought that Beis Shammai was talking even about eating, that a person is not in violation of chametz until he eats a koseves, and therefore the Gemara asks, Beis Shammai les lehud Rav Zeira. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Rav Zeira. Damar Rav Zeira, what did Rav Zeira say? Pasuk hakosov b'sa'or, v'sayim b'chametz. The pasuk started off with sa'or, the sourdough, the leavening agent, and then continued with the word chametz. Rashi cites psukim being referred to. Lomar loch, the point of switching the two words and using them interchangeably is to tell you, zeu sa'or, zeu chametz, there's no difference between sa'or and chametz, they're all the same. And the Gemara answers, le'inyan achila kulei amalo pligi. When we're talking about eating, everybody agrees that the amount is a kezayis, that's considered a portion that was eaten. Ki pligi le'inyan biur. We were talking about how much you have to destroy from your home. Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai say that if you own a koseves of chametz, that's the amount that is worth saving, and therefore that's the amount that you have to burn if you own it. Lo yafinon biur me'achila, we don't compare how much is needed to get rid of and how much would be needed to be considered the portion violation. Vesilel savri yafin and biyar me'achila, and Vesilel hold that it's exactly the same, that both are with a kezayis. Itmar nami, that's how we understand it. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, machlokes le'inyan biyar, the machlokes Beis Shammai and Vesilel was specifically regarding eradicating chametz from your home, how much is considered the size portion that you're trying to get rid of. But when it comes to eating, the amount is a kezayis. Tanya nami hachi, indeed, we have another brisa to support that. Regarding the pasuk that you're not allowed to own chametz or Sa'or, Zehu Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's where the Machlokas was between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai say, Sa'or Kezayis Chomitz Koseves, or Beis Hillel Omrim Zeva Zebe Kezayis, and Beis Hillel say, both are with a Kezayis. As I mentioned, though, in practical terms, we're not focused so much on the classic Torah violation that would get the punishment. Ultimately, we're focused on even chatzi shiur and the amount that a person could theoretically pop in their mouth. Anything that's not easily understood as kol chamira, that it's nullified like dust of the ground, anything that might be still food grade able to be popped in the mouth, we try through our cleaning and checking to remove from our homes and ownership for Pesach. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.